Hello, kind peoples of GWA. I'm Koko Nyoe, and today I have my answers for the Proust and AMA questionnaire thingy. Yay! So before we begin, I'd just like to say that my voice is going to be slightly nasally, and I might be sniffing sometimes, so please just look over that because I might be getting sick, and I just want to record something because I haven't recorded something in days, and people are like, oh my god, where's Koko Nyoe? Is she dead? Did she die somewhere? Is she in her treehouse? But she doesn't like heights! Well, you learned something. Don't look at me like that. It makes me go blushy blushy, Nyo. Let me just continue, okay? Let's go to our first answer, question, thing, shoot, go. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm a girl, and I'm also straight, as in I like the men folks. I also like the Shota, but, you didn't hear that from me. What gets you turned on? Sounds? What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Innocence. What is your favorite sexual act? Giving blowjobs, even though I've never actually given one before. The idea of it is just nice. Speaking of sexual acts, I still have my V-card just to make that very obvious. And the only sexual things I have ever done have been internet-wise, so during sexual, questions, I might just be speculating or something. Okay. I might tell you whether or not I'm talking about a real virtual experience or not. Wait, virtual experiences aren't real? Yes, they are! Oh, shit. You weren't supposed to hear that. The voices. Let's see, next one. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Well, if you're smart, and you can talk well, speak well, and use your logic, I am putty for that logic, oh god. Oh, crap. Shit, sorry. As a partner slash lover, what do you want to be? I want to be your everything. I want to be important too. I just want to be included. I want you to love me. Oh, whoops. Sorry, flashback. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? One where we're together forever. What is your idea of a bad sexual encounter? The one where you don't talk to me afterwards, or you don't even cuddle with me. Don't just leave me there. Just next. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear? A combination of black and purple or red and black. And how do you prepare yourself? Gothic slash punk Lolita skirt, either stockings, thigh highs, or knee socks, and any kind of cute top. I don't really like low-cut tops, by the way. They make me feel too naked and revealed, you know? But, I wish I had more Lolita tops, but I can't really buy any because my boobies are too damn big and they won't fit in there. And yeah, that there's a lot of rage behind that. Let's move on. Moving on now. Who is your favorite actor slash actress, or whose acting turns you on the most? That is a good question. Do voice actors count? I guess so. What was the dude's name? Oh god, Johnny Young Bosch. The Black Power Ranger, right? Right, yeah, sure. I don't really remember him from his Power Ranger days, but all those other roles in animes, oh yeah. Okay, moving on. What fictional character turns you on the most? I used to have this huge thing for Deidara from the Akatsuki and Naruto. He was my baby daddy for a while. Yes, I use those words. Oh god, I love him so much. He's just so beautiful and katsu 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 boom. He makes my heart go doki doki. Doki doki doki. Him and, L from Death Note. Oh my god. My boy L was such a hottie. Who else? Nier, because LOL, that's Shota from Death Note also. Who else? Just about half the men off of Hakuoki. You girls are into Otome. Well, girls and guys, whichever you are. They're into Otome games. You know what Hakuoki is, don't you? Yes, if you don't, you need to look it up because that is so good. Samurais. Yeah. Especially Okita. Oh god, I love me some Okita. Got Daki Makura of him. And now you know another personal thing about me. Yay. Next. Who turns you on the most in your life? No one at the moment. Yes, no one. I'm not. I just got out of a relationship and I'm not trying to look for anything, so there you go. Next. Let's see. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Princess, Missy, and Good Girl. Oh god, if you use all of those, I am putty once again. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Stamina, so that I can do anything in a non-sexual way. Because if I had lots of stamina, then I could get everything done. How did you find out about GWA? Well, I was kind of clicking around Asian lady boners because I was looking for figures to draw and such, and because, LOL, them nice-looking Asian men, why not? sort of clicked a few things, went here, there, here, type, and then, ta-da, Gone Mild Audio, hello. And why did I start posting? Well, because I wanted to contribute and such, and I thought it would also be good to help me get out of my shell. And look what it's done, it has. Now I can even listen to my voice without cringing and curling up in the corner. Yay! Next, what is your dirtiest fantasy? Oh goodness, I didn't know you would ask me such a question like that. Do I even have a dirtiest fantasy? No, not really. Nothing to do with tentacles. Oh god, no tentacles, don't touch me. I guess I really don't have a dirtiest fantasy, do I? Let's rack through the brain chronicles. Beep 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 dun 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 dun. Kagome kagome kago no naka no tori wa itsu itsu de aru ushiro no shomen dare? Nope, nothing there. Onwards. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? None. Regard. What's your favorite part of your body and why? My boobs, cause they're nice and soft and squishy and big. If you asked me this, like, not even 3 or 4 years ago, I would have been like, I don't know. Or, oh my god, I hate my boobies. But now I love them. What sexual act do you hate the most? I don't know. I don't know. Just one thing. Do not touch my ass. Or we will have problems. We will have horrible problems. Next! What's the last thing you want to do sexually before you die? I just want to be held. Just hold me and tell me I'm important. Next, how are you feeling right now? Well, doctor, I feel cold. Very cold. It's so cold out here. Next. What annoying thing during a sexual encounter are you most willing to forgive your partner for? Bad kissing, starfishing. What's starfishing? For real, what's starfishing, guys? Help me out here, please. 'Cause now I'm thinking of starfish doing it, and then one starfish says, I can't do this anymore with you. Jared, we can't do this. And the other starfish goes, but honey, we must try for that baby. And rambling, what would I most likely forgive them for? Maybe slip-ups in general, like, whoops, wrong hole. Or, no, you do not get forgiven for that. Just beginner mistakes, I guess, because Kokonyomi is also a beginner. Next. What is your motto when it comes to sex? Let me see. Basically anything yandere. Yep. I am one of those people. You have more than one lover, I will kill you. You look at another woman, I will kill you. Wait, that's not a motto. Well, it kind of is. For me it is, oh well. Next. How did you select your Reddit screen name? Well, I just said I need something different from all of my other screen names I usually use. So, then I said, Coco? Noe? Coco Nyoe! There we go! Are you happy with it? Yes, I am! Describe your bedroom to me. Otaku! Very otaku! 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 I have a giant bookcase to the right of the door, and that's filled with lots of manga and how to draw books I've collected over years and years and years and years. Also, my video game consoles are in the corner with my TV, all set up nice and stuff. And under that is, under the TV is where I keep my DVDs, my anime DVDs. not the porno, I don't keep it there. That's in the other corner. The other corner holds a smaller bookshelf that holds the yaoi. And also some game books, but mostly that's just where all my yaoi lives. Yes, that's where the yaoi lives. What else? My bed with tons and tons of pillows because I like being nice and warm and fluffy. Wait, what? I like being... whatever. It makes me feel comfortable, all those pillows. what else? Posters. Well, not really too many posters, just a few. Right now I have one of Hibari Kyoya up from Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Even though I haven't watched that yet, I still love me some kill. What else? Plushies are hanging up by Thumbtacks. Figurines are here and there. I really love my God Eater figurines. But I also have some from Hakuoki. And a few Miku Miku ones. Oh, I have one that I got for Christmas of Chie Satonaka from Persona 4. And I love her. She moves and she's just so cute. What else? How could I forget about it? I have a giant collection of ball-jointed dolls, and I love them. More about that later. Next question. What is one skill that you have that makes you very proud? My drawing skills make me very proud. That's the one thing I was known for back in high school and middle school, other than being that one quiet kid in the corner. Yep. What else? What is the meanest thing you've ever done to someone? I don't know. I try not to be mean to people unless they're mean to me. But there was this one time way back in grade school where... No, I don't want... No, but, This is a questionnaire. I have to answer it. This poor girl. Not poor, but I feel so sorry for her now. Named Abigail. People always made fun of her on the bus, and the boy I liked made fun of her, and I used to always laugh at the jokes that he made, even though they were so mean, and I just wish I could tell her sorry now. Because I didn't mean it, and I should have helped her and stood up for her or something. But now this is becoming one of those confessions. Let's move on and just... Let's just take a moment to pray. Okay, done. Why do you do this thingy here? I mean, record yourself talking or ranting or singing or reading poetry. What part of you does it feed? It feeds the beast within me. The sexual beast. No, not really. I do this because, well, for one, remember I want to contribute. And also, to help me get over my fear of... No, it's not fear. You didn't hear one of my fears. Talking to people. Next. Do you like to listen to your own voice? I used to hate listening to my own voice. Like, every time someone would record me and then replay it, I'd be like, no, turn that thing off. But now I'm okay with it. Why? Because all of you guys and all of your kind words and everything and just... Thank you. Really, thank you so much for helping me with that. You guys have really helped. Next. Are you more likely to be described as complex or straightforward? Complex. Very complex. People do not understand me. Sometimes I don't understand myself. Wait, yes I do. I might not seem like I do, but I might... Next. Do you collect anything? Ball jointed dolls. What? Yes, ball jointed dolls. I said that. Why?
Because they're pretty and you can customize them and I love them and I love to... Yeah, there's...
It's not a sexual thing, people. It's not. I promise you. They're just wonderful to collect. Because you can make them into any character you want, any of your own muses that you want. And then, customize them so much, and I'm just repeating myself. Next.
Do you think insanity breeds creativity?
Okay. Let's pause. Let's rewind. Listen to this whole thing over again. Creative? Yes. Insane? Very. So, yes. Yes.
Next. If the whole world were listening to you right now, what would you say?
Please don't hurt me.
Now, on to the other questions. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
My daddy is a black man.
And he works for Harley Davidson. Doing the designs and stuff for motorcycles. Vroom vroom.
Favorite movie / shows? Red Garden. That anime is really good. Hetalia. Futari no Echi. You guys are gonna go look that up, right? Oh god. What else? I love Korean horror movies. Very much. I love those so much. Like, they're just so smart and just... Like, one minute, you think the killer is this dude, but then the next, it turns out to be the woman, but at the end, you were the killer.
Dun dun dun. Okay, next. Have any...
Oh, wait, no. Actually, I should probably list one of my favorite movies. Tale of Two Sisters. That one. That one, that one, that one. I love that one. That one was my first Korean horror movie that I ever really got into. And then after that is, Hansel and Gretel. That one was funny. It was also kind of sad at some parts, but the dude that played that little dude in it, what was his name? Manbok? Manbok? Something? He was way too good in that role. Just everything was perfect. His facial expressions, that look of, are you really doing this? And just everything. It was perfect. And the other movie that I love is Bloody Reunion / To Sir With Love. That one was crazy. Oh god. If I start explaining things, I'll just spoil it for everyone who hasn't watched it yet, but I very much say that you should watch that one. Death Bell. I like watching high school children kill each other. It's a hobby of mine, if you will. Next. Any hobbies or interesting unique skills? My hobby of watching high school children kill each other.
Does that count? No?
Okay. Drawing. Comics. I love making comics. I used to make tons and tons and tons of them in high school. And, back in study hall, I had this briefcase-looking thing, and I put that up on one side of the desk, a folder up on the other, paper in the center, and that's how I would get my hentai drawings done. People would be like, what the hell is she doing? But oh, everything was hot and steamy on that paper. Hell yes. They don't know what they're missing. Also, tons of humor comics. I love those. Next. New to Reddit in general or not? No, I like to prowl around the paranormal type forms. Those are fun. Especially the real ones. But all of them are real if you take their rules into account. Do you like fish sticks? No. What are you doing right now, such as a student, working part-time, part-time hero? I'd like to be a part-time hero. Right now I am currently preparing myself to be a nurse in training person thing. I just want to work at the hospital so I can give back to them because they've helped so much in my life and such. Yes, my family is very ill, and I am also very ill. But, yeah. Next! Would you rather have vinegarous saliva or sweat out mayo? If I had vinegarous saliva, my mouth would be just all the time, but fish would taste delicious. And then, if I sweat out mayo, that's better than vinegar saliva. But mayo, coming from my pores. But then again, I don't... That one's so difficult. I'd pick sweating out mayo because you can just take a shower after that and whoop, you're done. You're all better now. Tons of showers, but sure, it's fine. Next, what's your most embarrassing moment / most awkward moment? I don't even remember that. I probably just, like, locked it out from my thought process. That's a good question. Well, next, how old are you? I am 20. Oh god, she's 20? She's 20? She's 20? No, she can't be 20. She can't be 20 with that voice or that attitude. No, she cannot be.
But it's true. I am 20.
And will you marry me? Really? I'm sorry, but I'm already engaged to my Daki Makura collection. I'm so sorry, but we'll just have to be friends. Thank you, though. Next, Mac or PC?
PC.
Pepsi or Coke? Coke tastes good, especially when they have those special holiday type of flavors out. I'm looking at you, Pepsi Summer. Was that Coke or Pepsi? I can't remember. I think it was Coke that had a special, seasonal holiday spice thing for Christmas once, and then it was Pepsi that had the summer mix, I think. Both of them were good, but Now I can't choose. I think Coke, because Pepsi on a regular basis makes my tummy hurt. Next, Star Wars or Star Trek? Star Wars, Neil. And if you could be any dinosaur, which would you be to destroy a city? Oh goodness, this one. This one is a fun one. Do I want to be a sea dinosaur? No, because then I wouldn't be able to get up on land, really. I could be a pterodactyl. And I could go like, rawr! And then kill everything in sight. A pterodactyl, so I can fly and swoop down on people and go, bitch, you's mine now. Yeah. That just reminded me of a crazy moment from, this game, Tokyo Jungle. I was walking my little dogs around, my little troop of dogs, and we were trying to get to the park, and this damn pterodactyl comes out of nowhere and snatches my puppy away, and I'm like, no, my brother! That was horrible. I still need to get them back for that. Okay, next. Vibrator or dildo? Well, I have never penetrated myself before, so I would rather not use a dildo, so I would rather use a vibrator. take control or be taken control of? Take control of me, Neil. Favorite vacation spot? I like going to the lake. Any lake. Any lake is nice. You can swim in a lake. Sometimes they look like beaches, too. Next. Big spoon or little spoon? I want to be the little spoon. Is GWA an outlet or another kink? I think I consider this as an outlet, but sometimes it kind of feels like a kink because I'm making people happy in their nether regions. And I like seeing people happy in their nether regions. Okay, that sounded weird too, but let's go on. Optimist or pessimist? Well, my outer side is an optimist, but my inner side is a pessimist. So, I'd say both. Next. Crazy night out or a warm bath with wine? Warm bath with wine is good. Don't tell anyone I said that. I'm not of drinking age yet. Craziest place you've had sex or a sexual act? None. V-card. Exotic pet you wish you could own? Oh, God. I want, what would I own if I had an exotic pet? A giraffe. Or no, those... Yes. I want a giraffe. I love giraffes so much. Yeah. Next. If you were reincarnated and had a choice, would you choose a different sex? No. I'd like to be a woman again. Next. What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done? Question. In my opinion, phone sex. Phone sex. That kind of thing. Have you ever said someone else's name during sex instead of the one you're with? No. Thank goodness, no. Actually, I couldn't stop saying their name. I wonder if they like that. Ah, well. Next. Have you ever dated two people at the same time? No. That goes against Yandere rule number one. One person for one person. One for each. Okay, excuse me. Flashback again. Favorite thing about the opposite sex?
I love the way he looks at me.
No, what is my favorite thing about it? It, them. The tallness. Oh god, the tallness.
Tall. They can be so tall. Tall men,
excuse me. Have you ever woken anybody up because you were too loud?
Yes, once.
masturbating in the shower, and I was kind of loud. It was during phone sex, too. The same time I was talking about earlier. And I kind of woke up someone in the other room, but they played it off, and I played it off, and we're cool. I'm not even sure if they knew what I was doing. Next. Where are you from?
Well, I am from Indiana, the place of corn.
Tons of corn. Lots of corn. Genetically mutated corn. And what ethnicity are you? What am I?
I'm American.
Next. How long can you hold your breath?
29 seconds. I counted before I did all this.
Would you want actual horns or actual giant ears transplanted to your head? I want horns so I can ram into people when I get angry.
Meow.
Next. How would you use your newly gifted power of invisibility? I would go to a bookstore and just read. Yes, a bookstore. Me, read, bookstore, invisibility. I'd just be there forever.
Oh, God.
There, and a video game store. You know, just to rent out a video game or two. You know, just for a little bit. Then bring it back, of course.
Next. $1 million just fell into your lap.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Now that guy just died because that money is evil. Do you feel guilty?
Well, if dude did some dirt in his past, then...
Or not in his past, but if dude did some dirt, then...
No, not exactly. But if they were innocent, then, oh God, this money be dirty.
Next. What is the color of rain?
Chocolate.
If in the future coffee only worked as a suppository, would you still take it?
No. Suppositories do not... No. Me. No. 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 No suppository. No. Please. No.
I will cry. I have cried before about suppositories.
Okay.
By the way, this question is not related to this particular part, but since you said suppository, I will just put this in. Someone asked, Kokonyoe, do you like ass play? And I said, no. Do not touch my ass or anywhere near it, or we will have problems. Wait, did I say that earlier? I can't remember. Oh well, better to warn you twice, three times, five times, so that you know, and you will not cause the end of this earth.
Next.
What's the last movie you want to watch before you die? A Korean horror movie. Probably To Sir With Love. That one.
I don't know. That one just seems fitting, in a way.
Yeah. What animal do you want as a tiny little butler?
I can't decide between either a giraffe or a bunny. I mean, both of them would be so cute and... I want a little baby giraffe butler. It'd be so cute.
Next, sexy questions. Sexy lingerie or pajamas?
Pajamas. I like pajamas.
Top or bottom?
Bottom.
Him tied up or you tied up? That depends.
Oh, now I remember. Sorry I keep cutting into this little section of questions with another question. Or with another answer to a different question from another section, but I just remembered my dirtiest fantasy.
It would be tying up my lover and sucking him off. and not letting him come for a while.
There you go.
I guess I would tie him up then. There we go. There's an answer.
Next, lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
Clap on. Clap off. On.
Cold weather or hot weather? Is this one of those double meaning questions? Cold weather. Cold weather. I like cold weather the most. Hot weather is too much. Then there are all those bugs and... I hate hot weather. I like winter more. Winter and fall. Winter and autumn. Next. Paddle or embrace? Spankity spank or huggles? I want huggles. Please embrace me. Please love me. Next. What tends to feel better for you? Sex or masturbation? V-card. Masturbation. Next. Your five favorite spots to be stimulated. The right side of my torso. Random, yes, but it works. Behind my neck. The back of my neck, I mean. Just thinking about that. Sorry. My thighs. My boobage, if you hold them right. And the other spot. But that's a secret for now. Next. Are you well acquainted with your G-spot? Nope. No, I am not. We don't know each other. We're like acquaintances, but we've only seen a picture of each other before. No, I've never even seen a picture of you. moving on. What do you masturbate to? My imagination. I used to use a lot and lots and lots and lots of fan fiction from a certain place that I love so much. And, yes, fan fiction used to be my main go-to. That and my imagination, but now it's mostly just my imagination. Next! What's the most unusual thing you've done nude? I try not to be nude randomly. But I guess just standing in the middle of my room and just looking over clothes saying, what should I wear today? Next! Have you ever given a foot job, boob job, a tech? Virtually? Boob job, yes. Non-virtually? No. Next, have you ever had sex / masturbated while somebody was sleeping near you? Yes, I've masturbated. Remember? Earlier question. Next. Oh, there's nothing else! We finished? We're done? No, just when I was getting all comfortable and stuff. I guess this is goodbye. No, it isn't. Funny me. I'm just gonna end it right here because we're already over 30 minutes. And I will say goodbye for now. Bye-bye. Wait, that's a horrible way to end this. Thank you for listening to me ramble for all of this time. And if you actually listened for this 30 plus 40 minutes that I've been talking, then I guess you should get something very special. So, Dorenza, thank you for giving me the idea to ramble. And Vulture, thank you for the idea to post a AMA Prowse questionnaire thingy. Thank you both, and tons of cookies and huggies to both of you. And everyone else who's listening. And all my little lurkers out there, I love you guys. Little lurkers, I love you guys, because I'm a lurker too. Okay, bye-bye. I don't want to say bye-bye now. I'm so comfortable now, don't leave me. okay, bye. See you next time, people.